Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is mild across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A perfect evening for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. Army declares that Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis are completely cut off from Iran, according to Walla just in. Also, earlier today, Iran drops a bombshell at the BRICS summit, revealing who attacked it, reports Mariv. Also this hour, Iran's ability to threaten its neighbors is heavily degraded, and its proxies are cut off, says CENTCOM commander, reports the Jerusalem Post. Separately, federal prosecutors have sentenced neo-Nazi leader Mikhail Chikvishvili, known as Commander Butcher, to 15 years over plots targeting Jews in NYC, according to JTA. And finally, from earlier reporting, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, as reported by Axios. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24 News English posted just minutes ago that Israel plans to present a pilot program to Lebanon for Hezbollah disarmament in a specific area, with no IDF withdrawal on the agenda. Ihab Hassan shared earlier today that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, in his Fatah conference speech, mocked those who call October 7th a blessed day, condemning Hamas's actions for bringing destruction. Ynet Global wrote earlier today that the Israel-Lebanon talks have begun, with U.S. officials remaining pessimistic, noting that Beirut offers little in negotiations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. Central Command's revelations. Admiral Brad Cooper testified before the Senate. He claimed that terrorist organizations like Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis are now completely isolated from Iran. This marks a significant shift in regional dynamics reported by Walla. The implications are far-reaching for regional security and political alignments. Turning to Iran's announcement at the BRICS summit, Mariv reports this diplomatic confrontation comes shortly after the UAE denied claims by Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Iran's bold move adds another layer of complexity to its regional relations. This could impact diplomatic negotiations and economic partnerships in the future. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post provides insights on CENTCOM's view of Iran's diminished threat. Admiral Cooper did not comment directly on Iran's stockpiled arms, but emphasized the degraded state of Iran's ability to project power. This suggests a potential shift in regional military strategies and alliances. Separately, in a significant legal development, JTA reports that Mikhail Chikvishvili received a 15-year sentence for plotting attacks on Jewish communities. His arrest and conviction highlight the ongoing threat of extremist groups. This serves as a reminder of the vigilance needed to protect vulnerable communities. And finally, Axios reported on a politically sensitive ceasefire proposal between Israel and Lebanon announced by Trump. This development could pave the way for further peace talks and influence Israel's diplomatic relations with neighboring countries. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that the British right-wing leader is under investigation for receiving millions from a crypto billionaire. This financial scrutiny could have broad political implications within the UK. Separately, Ynet Business notes that Elbit Systems secured a $212 million order from the US Army for night vision goggles. Deliveries are expected through 2028, highlighting the company's continued success in defense contracts. And finally, Globes reports that the EU aviation regulator has extended its advisory on Israel flights. However, the language has softened, urging airlines to exercise caution. This development could affect international travel and tourism to Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.